Okay, good morning, everybody. So even though generally we talk about, we learn about shilas that were posed in the land of Israel, this week the question was asked to a Rav in Israel, but it actually takes place in the diaspora, in Holland. So recently in Holland there was an uptick in anti-Semitism. There were threats to shuls. So the Dutch police, or the equivalent of the FBI, they wanted to give them additional protection, and they sent them undercover cops who were essentially dressed as Jews. There was a Hasidische community, a Hasidische shul, so the Dutch police officers dressed like Hasidim, and they tried to blend in the shul, around the shul, and so one of them spent a number of weeks hanging out in shul. And he dressed like them, and he would hold a sitter and, sway back and forth, muttering. He didn't speak Hebrew. Apparently the sitter was upside down a couple of times. But he tried to blend in. And so after a couple of weeks, he said, look, I've been hanging around here. I love what I'm doing. I'm happy to continue doing it. I've noticed that in the mornings, you guys wear these prayer shawls and these leather boxes, and I'm not. So it doesn't really work in terms of me blending in. So can you get me a pair of tzitzis and tefillin, and I'll put them on too? So obviously, if there was an imminent concern of pikuach and nefesh, of life and death, then obviously, do whatever he needs. But assuming it's just for protection, is there any problem with giving this well-intentioned, not Jewish police officer a talis and tefillin to wear purely for the sake of blending in? Any thoughts?
Just give it
like
empty boxes.
Okay. Did you say give? No, I'm sorry?
No tzitzis on the talis. Just make it the garment. No tzitzis on it.
Okay. So both of you guys are coming up with ways to make it that he's not actually wearing tzitzis and tefillin, which is great. Those are very good ideas. Question is, why do you have that assumption? Is there a problem with him just putting on regular tzitzis and tefillin?
You're not allowed to sell tefillin to the goy.
You're not allowed to sell
tefillin to the
goy. Okay. So yes. So there is a halacha, at least about tzitzis. Is it about tefillin also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's the concept because
right, it's the same concept. I didn't see
inside
it
inside the bottom. It's talking about Am Yisrael, and it's not talking about a goy. So a goy is by wearing it.
Okay, so I think those are two separate things. Maybe they overlap. I'm not sure. So the halacha is you're not allowed to sell tzitzis to someone who's not Jewish purely out of a concern that they might dress up as a Jew and then harm Jews. That was a concern, unfortunately, in the medieval and early modern period. That we were concerned that somebody would masquerade as a Jew, infiltrate a community or
a
home.
Still is a concern.
And with missionaries in Israel, there was a story where somebody dressed up as a Jew and had his whole family pretending to be Jews and was disseminating missionizing content. So the halacha is you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Here, though, we're not selling it to him, and also it's very explicit that it's for a specific purpose. It's for a constructive purpose to help Jews. So Rav Zilberstein paskens that in terms of the problem or the issue of selling tzitzis, there's absolutely no problem over here. You're not selling it. It's a very limited context. It's for a specific purpose, obviously well-intentioned. There's no problem. Tefillin is interesting for a different reason. Also, like you said, what's it called? Tefillin, I don't believe, and I could be wrong, I don't believe that there's a problem of selling tefillin to a non-Jew because they might use it to pretend to be Jewish, although, again, you could argue that it's the same thing, although I don't know if it's 100% the same idea because, tzitzis, technically you wear the whole day. Tefillin, in practice, we don't usually do that. But there's another issue, at least, of tefillin, which is, as you mentioned...
They don't maintain the kedusha that you require. They'll just go to the bathroom, they'll go places they...
Right, so one issue is the kedusha. One issue is simply that we have to treat our tefillin with a lot of respect. You know, typically, we don't. You're not supposed to walk into the bathroom wearing a talis. But if you do, it's not the end of the world. Like, you wear tzitzis and you go into the bathroom, you don't take off your tzitzis. So you don't technically need to take off your talis when you go into the bathroom. It's the practice that of a show of respect. But with tefillin is totally different. Tefillin, it's like a mini Sefer Torah, as it were. Like, there are a lot of halachos about it. So first of all, that's one issue of kedusha. The other is that it represents a specific covenant between us and Hashem, a specific bond. Tzitzis, you know, it's a nice thing. Hashem gave us a mitzvah to do it, but not necessarily specifically connected to a relationship between the Jews and Hashem. So the Rambam says that if a non-Jew wants to perform a mitzvah for all the right reasons, then we allow them to do it with a few exceptions. So the Radvaz says that something that has a Davar Shebikdusha attached to it, like tefillin, so he's not so crazy about that idea, because again, it's either has a lot of halachos attached to it or a specific relationship. So according to the Radvaz, it would probably not be a good idea, and we should, what's it called, and maybe give him empty batim, apostle tefillin at least. But it could be that if you don't paskin like the Radvaz, so again, under this very limited circumstances, if it's purely to blend in, and we, you know, are supervising, quote-unquote, making sure he doesn't go into the bathroom. So I guess, you know, you could be lenient, but Rav Zilberstein said that it would be better not to. So, you know, you could give him a talus. Let him have a talus, and when he leaves, you know, he can leave the talus in shul. And that's it. Tefillin, he said he would hold off on. And so, aside from this very interesting takeaway, hopefully this will not be relevant by us anytime soon. But just to highlight the unique relationship and opportunity that we have with our tefillin, it's a special connection between us and Hashem. There's a tremendous amount of kedusha, and you have the privilege of putting it on every single day. So you should treasure that and take that seriously. Chodesh Tov, have a wonderful week and a wonderful month. All right, thank you.